Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Maker and Tass on Joy 94.9, available via podcast on joy.org.au, or you can subscribe to iTunes and don't forget to rate and review. Maker.
Who have we got, Tass?
We have Sandro DiMeo, who's the Chief Executive of the Victorian Health Promotion Foundation, or otherwise known as VicHealth. Good morning to you, Sandro.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the airwaves. Is this your first time on Joy?
It is, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm not sure why it's taken so long to get you on here. We're hearing of all the good work that you're doing and your presence in the community and in the media, of course. So you've now clocked up almost 12 months at VicHealth, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, moved back from 10 years abroad last August and started with VicHealth in September. It's been a challenging but really rewarding year.
And, in that 12 months, you've had to deal with bushfires and now, of course, a global pandemic. But looking back, what would you say had been one or two of your greatest achievements in the last 12 months?
Well, look, I just want to acknowledge that everything we achieve is achieved by an incredible team of more than 50 staff and all of our partners. But not long after coming back to Melbourne and joining VicHealth, we had a fantastic few months really pushing forward on an important agenda around the health and well-being of young Victorians, and particularly around child obesity. The Minister and I launched an obesity round table, and not long after that, the Melbourne Museum Science Works and the Immigration Museum announced that they were going to work with us to phase out all sugary drinks and to make those environments even healthier for the 250,000 children that come through our museums every year. We had This Girl Can, which is a big campaign we run around gender equality in sport and making sure that all sporting environments, clubs, codes and games across the state are welcoming for women and everyone. And that campaign, of course, was launching in March. It's our fourth year, and we had to, pivot that to take it online. So it saw this fantastic social media base, lots of our partners, women across the state, doing yoga and exercise on YouTube, through YouTube classes and Teams classes. So that was a really fantastic.
We've actually showcased that particular program on our show a couple of times.
Mm. That's right, exactly.
Gender diverse women who've actually come into the studio and talked about their experience and of course the program. It's been very successful.
Right. Yeah, and we've got some really exciting things that are just, look, it's an incredibly difficult time for Victorians, for many parts of Victoria, for many parts of the sporting and health and different social sectors. So we've got some big investments that are going to be coming up very soon as well. So we're preparing to launch a big partnership with local governments over the next 4 years. We'll be helping them to implement, working alongside local governments across the state, to implement some important work around health and wellbeing strategies, putting young people's voices and priorities at the centre of those strategies so we can build back better with and for young people. And the other would be a big investment that's coming also around community sport. We know that so many sporting clubs, community groups across the state are struggling. We want to make sure that the enormous amount of progress we've made in making those inclusive clubs for everybody, regardless of their gender, sexuality or other background, that progress isn't threatened by the tough times that clubs are facing at the moment. So we'll be investing well over $1 million in September to help clubs to, you know, continue to make those that really important work to make clubs and codes across Victoria as inclusive as possible.
So, Sandra, it's Macca. It's so refreshing that, you know, that this work is being undertaken, and it's been happening for a few years now, because it actually goes more so, I think, in so many ways to the, okay, there's a physical health element, but the mental health of diverse folk in Victoria. It's really important work. You've been there 12 months. Is there something, you know, that you would say, you know, one, what is one of the wishes that you would have that you'd like to achieve in the next little while? But, you know, in the last 12 months, one of the things that you've achieved that, you know, you and your team that you're most proud of?
Well, I really think in terms of looking back, the launching a campaign like This Girl Can and having partners across the state, just passionate allies committed to improving equality and inclusivity of women and girls, but everyone in our sporting environment, to have that be able to not only still be such a successful campaign, but I think you're right. I think that campaign in March, April, May really came at an important time. It saw the community really band together, move online and do certainly run events and engagement in a different way than we had envisaged. Obviously, we weren't on the sporting fields. We weren't, out in the community sporting centres. We were connecting on Zoom or Skype or social media from our homes across Victoria. But I think that provided actually almost an even more important platform than we could ever have imagined. I think in terms of, you know, wishes ahead, I'm really concerned about how coronavirus is affecting young Victorians and will affect young Victorians for decades to come, not just their mental and physical health, but obviously unemployment rates, just the huge levels of uncertainty that young people now face. And I'm not just talking, you know, school-aged children or teenagers, but also people who are entering the workforce for the first time or in the early years of their careers. And so we're going to be putting a lot of focus. In fact, it will be a key focus for us over the next 12 months. We'll be putting a lot of investment and time into supporting our partners, supporting communities, and most importantly, supporting young people to recover after what's going to be a very, very difficult 2020.
Sandra, I know it's we're in the middle of a dreadful period in Victoria at the moment, especially with this virus and this pandemic. But is there anything positive to come out of this? I mean, I hear lots of people talking about new ways of working and virtual platforms as a way of sort of bringing people together and enabling us to do our work and get on with it. But is there anything else that's going to come out of this which is positive, do you think?
Look, I think there is, and I don't want to for a second forget the hardship and suffering and the incredible loss that Victorians are facing. But I think there have been, you know, small silver linings. I think people, you know, in the personal context, I hear a lot of people talking about maybe spending more time at home, less time commuting, realising that we can work in a more flexible way, that in fact we're more efficient with greater flexibility in our working hours, that we're able to balance work and life and family and other commitments. People, you know, getting back in the kitchen or back into the garden, which is great to see and hear as well. And certainly the innovation that we're seeing. I mean, even one of the recent partnerships that we've, two partnerships that we've funded. One is the Community Grocer, which is a fantastic organisation running low cost fruit and vegetable markets in social housing sites across Victoria. We were able to help them, or across the northern suburbs of Melbourne, but we were able to help them to scale. They're now doing fruit and vegetable boxes. So, you know, the incredible amount of innovation in the social sector, in the NGO sector, the entrepreneurialism and resilience of Victorians and Melburnians. The other one that another fantastic program we've just funded and scaled up is Strong Brother, Strong Sister, which is a mentoring program for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. It's been very successful in Geelong, so we're helping them now to scale to Maribyrnong and beyond. And And again, you know, this is run by a young guy, Cormac. He's, you know, I think he's under 30 or maybe in his early 30s. He's just doing incredible work. And so to be able to support that entrepreneurialism and that resilience and that innovation at this time, you know, through adversity often does come innovation. And so we're really committed to thinking, how do we build back better? How do we end up with a society after this that is stronger, more resilient, more sustainable and more equitable and ultimately healthier than the one we started with? And I think there are some great examples of things we can support and get behind.
And that's a topic that we would love to discuss more with you and in greater detail over the next coming weeks and months, perhaps, as we're sort of hopefully moving out of this. And in particular, if there's any particular correlations with our communities, the LGBTIQ plus communities, that you're able to shine the torch on. So we would love to keep the conversations going, keep the phone wires open, so to speak, and continue these talks into the future. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to be with us. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully it's going to be a sunny day and yes. Stay safe and stay well.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.